USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's former campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, is testifying on Capitol Hill on Tuesday. Now, he is limited to what he can say. Republican Congressman from California, Kevin McCarthy, tells Fox News this is all about impeachment.
It's an imaginary impeachment. Nobody in America wants this. There are no facts for it. And here's Nadler, who campaigned to become chairman on the whole basis that he'd be best for impeachment the day after the election.
The White House has been teasing President Trump's push to reform gun legislation since last week. Even the president himself has been saying he's talking to leaders from both sides of the aisle, law enforcement, and seeking legal advice. Ohio Republican Congressman Mike Turner tells Fox News,
"We really need to look at a whole-scale approach and response here. You know, some of it is mental health. We hear in most of these stories after the fact, this is an individual who told others he wanted to be a mass shooter."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
The Pentagon says a U.S. soldier killed in Afghanistan on Monday was a Green Beret. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
U.S. officials identify the soldier killed as Sergeant First Class Jeremy Griffin. They say he was serving his second tour in Afghanistan and is a 15-year Army veteran. The DOD says the 40-year-old Griffin will be awarded the Bronze Star Medal and the Purple Heart posthumously after being killed by small arms fire on Monday. Griffin is the 17th American to be killed in Afghanistan this year, the highest number of American soldiers to be killed there since 2014.
The University of Chicago Medical Center is getting ready for a potential nurses' strike on Friday. The hospital has moved some of the babies and children in the hospital's neonatal and pediatric intensive care units to other hospitals. At least 2,200 nurses could walk off the job unless the union and hospital reach an agreement before Friday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Taping for Jeopardy! Began on Monday. Now, host Alex Trebek does have stage 4 pancreatic cancer. He sits down with ABC's Good Morning America to update everyone on his status and how he's doing.
I was doing so well, and my numbers went down to the equivalent of a normal human being who does not have pancreatic cancer. So we were all very optimistic. And they said, good, we're going to stop chemo. We'll start you on immunotherapy. I lost about 12 pounds in a week. And my numbers went sky high, much higher than they were when I was first diagnosed. So the doctors have decided that I have to undergo chemo again. And that's what I'm doing. And it has different effects on you for some reason, and I don't understand why. Occasionally it will cause excruciating pain in my lower back. Other times it's fatigue. Other times it's nausea. It varies. Cancer is mysterious in more ways than one.
And finally, staying in entertainment news, one of Saturday Night Live's new hires is out of a gig. SNL announced on Monday that it had fired Shane Gillis just days after videos surfaced of the comedian making offensive comments. A spokesman representing Saturday Night Live producer Lorne Michaels says they were not aware of Gillis's prior comments, calling his language offensive, hurtful, and unacceptable. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.